You're listening to Muse Live.
Welcome everybody to the call. Today we're going to be talking about The Mandalorian Season 2 and what might be going on from here on out. We're going to have a new episode this Friday, tomorrow. Excited for it. I can't wait. It should be pretty awesome. And just excited to hear your guys' thoughts on it. What do you think is going to be happening in the next episode?
I think, question, is there going to be spoilers?
We don't have anything as of yet, so this is just theories, so technically okay. It's not really spoilers for anything except, I mean, maybe if we get it right and we end up ruining your life somehow, we apologize for that.
Yeah. I think it's gonna focus, more on the origin of Baby Yoda, because, I know that was part of the, most of it, but I think, they're going to get more on it, and then probably, I don't know if this would really ruin it, but I'm not going to say because I feel like it would ruin it.
No, go ahead. Dude, we're all about those crazy wild out there theories, last week when I...
So, yeah, again, new rock stars, they also said that Baby Yoda might be safekeeping those eggs.
Yeah. I was like, what's the deal with those eggs? Is this supposed to be comical? Or are we supposed to be laughing at the fact that he's just popping these eggs without even swallowing? Or is he is he making himself into a storage compartment for these things? Or is Baby Yoda himself fertilizing the eggs? What's going on here?
I think Baby Yoda is storage. I mean, somebody later on is going to kill him and take the eggs out.
I don't think they would really kill him.
I think many, many, many people would be traumatized, including myself, if they killed off Baby Yoda.
Same. So, I have a literal plush of him right in front of me.
Well, that is a crazy out there theory. I really, really don't want that to happen. I'm not going to lie.
I think once they need them, if they ever disappear, Baby Yoda's just going to vomit them out.
Yeah, I think at one point...
But how would he, know when to vomit it out? Would he be like, I am 3 bleh?
Well, maybe they meet up again.
I think what potentially could... I think what potentially could happen is... I think we might enter a situation, and we actually see a trailer shot of this, where... the Mando is on, this watery planet, and he's...
Oh, yeah.
And he's with the frog lady, and she has the thing of the eggs on her back. But then the next shot we see in there is him on this boat. And nobody was talking about this. And when I did my trailer reaction, I started talking about it in the Mandalorian trailer breakdown. Mando's hands are slightly away from his pistols. I don't know if the most of the YouTube community has just never fired a gun before or anything like that, but seen really. I mean, I'm sure they must have seen old westerns or something. But Mando has his hand over his gun, he's about to turn around and shoot those guys. Maybe they're being held hostage. Maybe there's something more to this. Maybe there's going to be a fight that's going to break out, and that fight is going to cause the eggs to be broken, the eggs to be smashed, and then Baby Yoda will be able to burp up the rest of the eggs, so her line will be able to continue.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, I think that could be a very real possibility of something that could go on in the next episode, and we do know that's going to be the next episode because it's not officially a two-parter.
Sure, actually, you just connected.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all good. It's not officially a two-parter, but, I mean, it's pretty much – they left off where they're about to go to that planet, which we're going to pick up from in the next episode. Because the only reason I know this is because of the trailer shots.
I don't know why past me. It sounds crazy it's going to happen. I don't know. I just, what? Something happens to also, Baby Yoda, and then people, I don't know, it's, really weird, I guess.
Maybe part of that rescue mission could be from, maybe the, Boba Fett? Because,
next episode, I don't think we're going to see Boba Fett, I'm not going to lie, but there's someone who I'm really excited to see that we are almost absolutely confirmed to see. Sabine Wren. If anybody out there has seen the Rebels series... or is a fan of the Rebels series, Sabine Wren will be showing up in the next episode tomorrow or this morning. At the Mando airs at 3 o'clock.
What's interesting though?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
What?
You know, in the Rebels, in the end, they confirmed that Ahsoka died because of I'm not sure if it would be spoilers.
Guys, spoiler warning, you can skip like, I don't know, a minute ahead if you don't hear spoilers, okay?
Yeah. So in Star Wars, I forgot what it's called. I'm not even kidding.
Star Wars Rebels?
No, the newest one.
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie that everybody wants to forget.
You could heard?
Yeah, you can hear Ahsoka's.
You can hear Ahsoka's voice as the Force goes. So that confirms that Ahsoka's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she passed on from that. So then Sabine probably, she probably left, Ahsoka probably could have left a map or something like that for Sabine to find, a Mandalorian.
That, I could definitely see that happening, but the only thing is that Rosario Dawson will be playing Ahsoka Tano in live action The Mandalorian this season. So what I have something really rogue. I think she's going to die this season.
But properly die.
True.
I don't know. She could go down in combat. She could sacrifice herself. She could be killed by Moff Gideon. She could
I think what's going to happen. So Moff Gideon has the Darksaber, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry to cut in, but the director mentioned that we're going to see some lightsaber action. So we're definitely going to see Ahsoka Tano versus Moff Gideon. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, like, when they see that, I can't remember if Sabine... No, she wasn't. She wasn't... Was she a Mandalorian? I can't remember.
Sabine Wren was a Mandalorian, yes.
Okay, yeah, so then, exactly. So then she would be familiar with the Darksaber, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, there's something really important that trailer shot showed, though. It confirmed... that Armando's thing about not taking off the helmet is only in his small group of Mandalorians. Because we see Sabine Wren, just like in Rebels, with her helmet off. So that must be Mando's little group that's now pretty much dead, who only keep their helmets on.
Yeah.
And I think it might be a shock for Mando, because he realizes... that there are other, because it seems that he seemed pretty shocked when Cobb Vanth took off his helmet. So I don't know if he even realizes that there are other Mandalorians out there that don't take off their helmets.
Sounds kind of stupid, but I thought, this is when I first saw it, I thought they had the thingies to protect them from oxygen, or like get oxygen.
Yes, I no. It's not. It's not stupid at all. I think. I think they can sustain themselves in atmosphere for a short amount of time.
So that's when they took off,
But they can't brave the cold of space simply because there are gaps in their armor and it's not airtight. So they would die. But if they are in an atmosphere or a planet without oxygen, which Mandalorians need to breathe, then their helmets would protect them. So they logically wouldn't take their helmets off then. Mm-hmm. But really the difference between our Mando and the other Mandos that we've seen is the Mandos that we've seen before in Rebels and in Clone Wars, they take off their helmets, they eat, they talk, you see them, you see their faces, you know who they are.
Yeah.
But our Mando is cold. I wouldn't say extreme, but it's very strict about keeping the helmet on. Because if you take the helmet off, then you'll never be able to be quote unquote Mandalorian again. And yeah. I think the influence of Sabine Wren and basically all of the other Mandalorians, now that his little clan is dead, might it might convince him to take a new pledge. In which he's able to take off his helmet, like Sabine Wren, like the other Mandalorians.
What if they made, like, their own, like, Mandalorian crew?
I think this is where we're heading. I think Mandalore, because right now they're a clan of two, but I think over time Din Djarin or Armando may expand and start to be become like a leader of the Mandalorian of the Mandalorians, which is one of the reasons why we might not have seen him and might not have seen Baby Yoda in The Rise of Skywalker. Not that both of them are dead, mm-hmm. but they're probably leading the Mandalorian.
Also, an Easter egg that you could barely see.
Yeah.
I also found it in Uroxer's video. Mm-hmm. I watch their videos a lot. You can actually see the ship of Mando, the crest.
The Razor Crest. Yeah. And in the Rise of Skywalker scene, I actually usually New Rockstars is able to get the stuff out before I am, but I'm kind of proud of it. I was able to find that, and I was able to put that out on YouTube. Shortly before New Rockstars covered it, so New Rockstars more people probably saw it from New Rockstars, but I did actually manage to get that out before. So yes, I did. I was able to publish that information first, which is pretty awesome. But yes, you can see the Razor Crest in the Rise of Skywalker, in that big battle. We don't see the Razor Crest like blow up or anything, which is great. That might be kind of traumatic. It's like, oh my gosh, look, there's the Razor Crest. It just explodes.
So what if in there was Mando, obviously, and also Sabine, like you said?
I as much as I would like Sabine to stick around, I don't know how much of the part she's going to play in The Mandalorian, because she has her own path, her own journey. And where we left off in Rebels, she was leaving on a quest with Ahsoka to go find Ezra. And now we're running into both Sabine and Ahsoka, so they might be crossing paths on their way to find Ahsoka. I mean, on their way to find Ezra and Mando's way to find the other Mandalorians. So they might be crossing paths, and maybe they'll exchange information. Like, I don't know, maybe the Mandalorian saw Thrawn and Ezra, like, floating on the ship while he was chasing, he was being chased by New Republic pilots. And Sabine Wren is a Mandalorian, so I mean, she probably knows where other Mandalorians are on that planet. And so she should be able to give him information. They maybe give each other information. Maybe they team up for an episode or two, but I don't want the show to become all about the Jedi.
Yeah.
Because so much of the Star Wars universe is the Jedi. I mean, every single movie is centered around the Jedi, really. The Jedi and the Sith. But for once, we kind of get something that's not...
We get to see a perspective of a Mandalorian.
Wait, gotta say something. I have to go now because it's 10:40 p.m. or a.m. I think. No, p.m. It's like nighttime.
All right, you gotta go to bed, or you gotta go have dinner or something like that?
No, I have to go over my uncle's house. Yeah,
I haven't sleep. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. Yeah. It was great to have you on the show.
You're welcome. All right, bye.
Thanks for being a fan.
Bye.
All righty. So, I think what might be happening is we might see them team up for an episode, but I don't want the show to become all about Jedi, because that's one of the things that's so unique about The Mandalorian. It's Star Wars, but it's set in the Star Wars universe, but it's
different too.
It's from a perspective apart from like, we've been right in the forefront of the Rebellion and the New Republic, but now we're kind of seeing it from an outsider's perspective, which is such a refreshing point of view to see. And I feel like that might ruin it if we focus too much on Ahsoka Tano, which is why I'm excited to see her, but I'm also a little bit worried.
Yeah.
But I think they will do a good job with it. Just like they've been doing a good job with The Mandalorian every other episode. Please, no more spiders. That's all I ask.
I have a huge arachnophobia.
Yeah, me too. So that episode was not great. It was an amazing episode, a great plot. Mm-hmm. I just hated the spiders.
Yeah. The weird thing to note, though, they also opened, like, facehuggers from the Alien series.
And, they did, yeah.
Yeah, and they were, like, arrow-shaped, kind of like a squid, right?
Yeah, it's like a mixture of all of your worst nightmares.
Like, one thing. I feel like I saw a mouth on the bottom. Or was I just...
I don't know about the little ones, but the big one, yeah. And the little one looked like it was trying to eat Baby Yoda's head, and Baby Yoda didn't like it. And then,
what if they're, like, they're inspired by the facehuggers? Because, like, think about it. they have a mouth on the bottom, and they, like, jump up. And then also the egg is pretty obvious.
I would... There... I would have to double check. There's a chance that Alien actually stole the idea from Ralph McQuarrie's ideas for the original Star Wars. They were going to show up in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Originally. And so these spiders were designed a long, long time ago, like back in Empire Strikes Back era. They were actually going to be in that movie, and I'm so glad that they weren't.
Yeah.
but they ended up getting scrapped because for the reason that so many people have arachnophobia.
Then Mando says, let's bring that idea.
Yeah, and so they put that idea in the show, and I mean, I'm all for it. We finally got to see those horrific monsters on screen. But the thing is, I don't know whether Empire came out first or Alien came out first. Let me check. Hang on. I'll see which, I mean, again, it's a space monster, so there can't be, it's not going to be completely original. Nothing, no space monster is going to be completely original.
Yeah.
Let me see. Alien release.
I'm going to try something, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't sign me out of the podcasting.
Okay. All right. Let me see. So, Alien release. Alien was released in 1979. Okay. Let's see. Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, yeah. So
1980.
Empire.
Okay. So
ooh.
Alien came out a year before. But here's the thing. Here's the thing to think about. Okay. These films, Empire Strikes Back was in production for longer than Alien was. So just because they were released at a certain date doesn't mean that they could have copied, they couldn't, that Empire copied Alien, or maybe even Alien copied Empire a little bit.
Sure.
And I think the reason they may have scrapped, well, another reason why they may have scrapped those spiders is because they may have been too similar to the thing that came out when Alien. So maybe they both just created it and weren't copying each other, but then Alien came out first and they were like, oh, these spider things that we have, they're a little bit too similar to that, so we should probably just scrap that or cut those scenes. And so I think that might have been the reason behind it. But yes, they do have they do share a lot of similarities. Okay, so moving on to what kind of Mandalorians we might find there. We're obviously going to see Sabine Wren, but the frog lady mentioned multiple Mandalorians on there. So there are multiple Mandalorians on that planet. So what kind of Mandalorians do you think we could be seeing? Because it could be all new cast. We could be seeing potentially the Gunner cameo from Jon Favreau. I think his helmet was on that pile though. I feel like he died. And I actually have a little bit of a theory about I don't think she was ever given a name, but the Smith who created their armor was kind of the leader of their clan. I have a suspicion that she betrayed them.
Yeah.
Because I very highly doubt that the stormtroopers, I don't care how many Imperial troops you put in there, could have taken out that many Mandos. Unless they had some kind of secret weapon, which Sabine Wren actually, when she was working for the Empire, as a hostage, they forced her to make a weapon that was able to target Mandos and Beskar. But this, it looks like a different weapon to me. Because it specifically kind of disintegrated everything and started to disintegrate the Beskar itself, but the Beskar that we saw was still intact. So I think potentially the Smith could have betrayed all of the Mandos and ended up murdering. I mean, you saw how deadly she was with those sticks. But I don't think she was working for the Empire per se.
True.
I think she may have been working for a third party, because we saw her brutally murder.
She has gone rogue.
She could be working for I think she could be working for third party, so maybe like another group of bounty hunters or something. It had to be something serious. I don't think it was the Empire, because she did just flat out kill a bunch of stormtroopers and melt one of them in the Beskar furnace. But yeah, it's not gonna be a pleasant smell. But we did see her. We've seen her take out both stormtroopers and potentially even Mandos. So there's a chance that she could be working for like a gangster on Navarro or a some form of like maybe even Boba Fett potentially. That's a little bit crazy because I don't know how they would connect there, but it looks like she's working for the party potentially, and that could be a nice fit for the Smith character.
Yeah.
The armor, I believe she was called, actually. And that's something that I would enjoy seeing a little character building on. Kind of character's only real purpose was to give Mando armor. So we might actually end up seeing her on Navarro, which, I mean, not Navarro, on Trask, which I believe the planet was called. And yes, all of you X-Men fans out there, that is immediately where my mind went to. Sentinels, all that good stuff. But I think there's a chance we could see her. More likely, I think we will see some new Mandalorians be introduced, which I'm excited for. And going into the toys, there were some Mandos that were released in Funko Pops, and I believe also Legos, of several Mandalorians that are reportedly to be showing up in season 2. They're not any Mandalorians that we've seen before, but they may be in tonight's episode, which comes out at 3 to 3:30 Eastern time. That's AM in the morning. I believe 1 AM Central time. I think like maybe 11 or 12 in West Coast time. And this is for America. I'm Eastern time, so I'm there's no way I'm seeing it tonight, but I probably will see it when I wake up after school tomorrow.
I'm Pacific, so that would probably be
you guys would get it around, I think, 11. Which for me is 3:30 in the morning.
Oh.
So technically you won't have to stay up
late.
As I would. I'm still not gonna do that, simply because I have school tomorrow. And also because I'm probably not allowed to stay up until 3:30 in the morning. I would like to, like, I don't know why they put it out so late. Like, you see most TV shows and they come out, like, maybe, like, 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And if they come out at, like, 8 or 9, I think that would be a reasonable time to, you know, air it. But 3:30 in the morning is kind of late or early, depending how you look at it. Really early Friday or really late Thursday. So I think what we could be seeing tomorrow is we could end up seeing a conclusion on the whole Baby Yoda egg thing. We will be seeing Sabine Wren and maybe even Ahsoka Tano potentially. They haven't shown us Rosario Dawson in her full makeup and get up and all that yet, but hopefully we'll see that tomorrow because Sabine and Ahsoka will probably be together. There's a chance we could see that twist with the armor tomorrow. So much potential for the upcoming episode tomorrow, and I'm very excited for it. I just want to what do you yeah. think? What would you most like to see in the episode?
I think you know, we got a small glimpse of Boba Fett, but I wish they had a bigger role.
Haven't seen the last of Boba Fett. We're only on the third episode, so we still have 5 episodes.
Yeah,
we're not even on the third episode yet. We still have 6 episodes left. I doubt he's gonna show up in tomorrow's episode, so there are still 5 episodes that he could show up in, though. So we will see more of Boba Fett. They didn't hire Temuera Morrison and get him to come back just for that one little clip. He is going to be in more of it, I assure you. And something I would really like to see is I would like to see Cobb Vanth get his own armor. I'm sure Boba Fett's going to probably get back his armor somehow. But I don't... The question is, does Boba Fett even want his armor back?
Yeah, another point that new rock stars made. I just keep watching their videos. Yeah, they're like, what if Boba Fett didn't want the armor and then he moved on?
That's a logical
thing.
I mean,
they also
they were right down there. Like, he could have just gone over and gotten the armor anytime, just picked it off of Cobb Vanth, which, I mean, as awesome as Cobb Vanth is, he's not an experienced bounty hunter. He's a sheriff in the town.
Another thing is, though... Oh, sorry.
And I bet Boba Fett could probably find a way to, like, trap him or something and then get the armor off. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I was gonna say, though, they also said that there was this one Tusken Raider that was sitting out, like, not close to the fire, and Boba Fett, at the end, he actually had, like, a cloak and also a Tusken Raider blaster or rifle, so... Like there, he was saying that, he could possibly be there.
I did see that guy right
in front of their eyes.
Sitting there, I think that's a bit of a stretch. If you look at it, they're all sitting equally close to the fire. It's just that guy's on a different position of the logs. So the way that the camera's pointed, it looks like he's farther away, but they're all sitting exactly the same position away from it. So I think that's a detail that potentially new rock stars could be going. A little too far into, which, I mean, they've been known to do. There's a very, very low chance that shot was actually Boba Fett. I mean, there's absolutely zero chance it was Tamara Morrison right there, but they could say it was Boba Fett. I mean, that would be cool. That would be a cool little thing if it was, but I do doubt... that they went to that extent to show that he was living with the Tusken Raiders. We may see like a backstory where he's like abandons the armor, sells it to the Jawas or something like that, and then goes ahead and joins the Tusken Raiders in the little like, classic flashback Mando style, like we saw with Cobb Vanth. Probably gonna see backstories for all these people, and see what's been going on with Sabine Wren and Ahsoka Tano, and we saw what happened to Cobb Vanth, and probably gonna see what happened to Boba Fett. And all of this, and I'm just really, really excited for the next episode. Excited to see what happens. I'm sure I'm almost 100% sure there's gonna be a fight on that barge that Mando's taking. They're gonna go to that planet, and we're gonna see Sabine Wren live tomorrow on the Mandalorian live action, and potentially even Ahsoka Tano live action tomorrow too, which is gonna be amazing. You have anything to add?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add on that?
Huh?
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Not really.
Thanks for listening to Muse Live, and we'll see you next time.